Hey, it's Spencer from the Tokujudo cast, here today to talk to you about Ultraman, new necklaces, Gashapon releases, a new comic, as well as some Yu-Gi-Oh cards that I'm going to be opening. First off in the news, we have Mill Creek Entertainment, who recently licensed the entire Ultraman library. It's going to be distributed with English subtitles eventually. The first two, Ultra Q and Ultraman, in Blu-ray and Steelbook are going to be coming out. And also there's going to be streaming options on the Mill Creek website. English subtitles. So, you know, if you haven't seen it before, we don't need to go get new subtitles. Also, we have Silver 925 necklaces. We've got Ultraman Tiga, Dyna, Gaia, Zero, and Belial. All these are going to be 8,640 yen, which is roughly $80 to $85. They're going to be shipped by September, and the pre-order opened on July 9th, which was just a couple days ago. I'm recording this on the 12th of July, 2019, and the pre-orders end August 4th, so in about a month. Next up, we have new Gashapon releases, like little tiny Ryu Soldier chibis, and the Ultraman Taigalets, releasing on July 4th, which was roughly a week ago now, and as well as some of the mech pieces for Real Soldier. Also, we have a new 4-coma, 4-panel manga called Gangan Ganbarizing, which is about Kamen Rider, and it's going to be free to read online, and you can buy a physical version for 650 yen, so around $6. And yeah, I'd say check it out. Hopefully we'll be able to get English versions soon. I don't know if they'll make an English version, but you know, eventually. So, next up, we're gonna do some Yu-Gi-Oh! Here we go. Okay, so we're gonna hop into the Yu-Gi-Oh! Recently, I bought a no-name pack of booster packs, and it came with a 2018 Megaton Mega Pack and two things of Hidden Summoners, as well as a promo card, which was the promo card was Arcana Extra Joker, and so I have the price lists pulled up. So for each of the packs, and let's see if we can get any good pulls. So these are real fresh packs, nice and crispy. So let's start off with the two Hidden Summoners. So, I'm gonna keep these in nice condition. There we go. All right. So we have a rebirth of Nephthys, which is not in the top. We have a Phoenix Wing Wind Blast, which is not. We have Thunder Dragon. Also, for some reason, this entire pack is entirely shinies. I think this pack is just, wait a second, is that a secret rare? Okay, so we have Phoenix Wing Wind Blast, which goes for, Phoenix Wing Wind Blast is a super rare and it goes for 20 cents. The rebirth of Nephthys goes for 15 cents and it is also a super rare. We have a Thunder Dragon, which seems like good if you have more of them. That goes for 29 cents, also a super rare. We have Refusion, which this is going to be good for one of my upcoming decks. That one goes for 18 cents, also super rare. And then we have Shafu, the Wheeled Mayakashi, which is a secret rare. Yes, a secret rare, and it goes for 27 cents. So not that much from this pack. Still good nonetheless, lots of really good cards. On to the next Hidden Summoners. That was a nice clean opening. Okay, so we have a Ritual Forgone, which is a super rare, and that goes for 14 cents. We have a Shiranui Samurai. Shiranui Samurai is a super rare that goes for 18 cents. Another Thunder Dragon, the card Circle of the Fire Kings, which is a super rare and goes for 18 cents. And our secret rare for the pack is Gold Sarcophagus, which this one will go for 96 cents, which is within the top. It's the 11th most expensive card in the deck. I mean, in the booster pack list. So that one might be good. I used to have an unlimited version. Okay, so next up is the 2018 Megatin Mega Pack. And this thing has 16 cards in each pack, and I think you're guaranteed a super rare, I believe. At least. Okay, so let's open it up. Clean opening. Alright, so looking at our front, we have a Mech Knight Green Horizon is just a basic common that goes for 17 cents. We have an Artifact Vajra, which I have a couple of these, and that goes for 10 cents. We have a Lunalite Crimson Fox, which goes for 16 cents, also a common. Another common, we have Air Cracking Storm, which goes for 9 cents, not that much. Another common, World Legacy Pawns, which is good because World Legacy decks like a lot of good love synergy dinner. A lot of world cards in here. World Legacy Pawns is a common that goes for 13 cents. We have Junk Breaker, which is a decent card, goes for 10 cents, common. Our first rare is going to be Break Off Trap Hole, and that goes for 13 cents. That's a super rare. So our first secret rare is Hey Trinade, and that one goes for 73 cents. Nice little secret rare. Ooh, our first extra deck monster. We have an Altergeist Prime Banshee. This is nice. Let's see how much this thing is. My Altergeist Prime Banshee is an ultra rare that goes for 21 cents. Not that much. An Aerial Priestess of the Necroz, which I have, this is my first duplicate of this Aerial. That goes for 18 cents, and that's just a basic rare. We have Die Dance, which goes for 8 cents, one of the lowest cards, and that's just a common. We have Link Hole, which goes for 10 cents as well, just a basic common. Ooh, emergency rescue. If you're LP is lower than your opponent's. Reveal three beast monsters with 300 attack and 100 defense from your deck. Your opponent chooses one for you to add to your hand, and you shuffle the rest back into the deck. It's a decent card. Let me figure out how. That one goes for 10 cents as well. We have a Sniffer Dragon, which this thing looks weird. That goes for 12 cents. We have a common Synchro, which is the FA Motorhome Transport. This is weird. This is really strange. FA Motorhome Transport goes for 12 cents. And our last card is Smile Universe. It says, special summon as many face-up pendulum monsters from your extra deck as possible, but they have their effects negated, if any. Then your opponent gains LP equal to the total original attack of those special summon monsters. You cannot normal or special summon other monsters or attack during the turn you activate this card. Okay, I guess that's a good way of getting cards out onto the field, but it kind of just stops you from really what gives your opponent health. So I think the most expensive cards so far have been the, double check this, the Patronade, which goes for 73 cents. We have our Shafu, the Wield Mayakashi. Go to the other one. Shafu. Shafu goes for 27 cents, which isn't that bad. We have Gold Sarcophagus. And that one goes for 96 cents. So, actually, I'm going to take Shafu out. So that's pretty good stuff. Not too expensive of cards. Sadly, I did not pull a Barrel Board Dragon, or a Boral Load Dragon. That's what I was looking for, besides a Heavy Metal Foes Electromite, which each of those go for. The Electromite goes for $5.56 and the Boral Load goes for $9.97. So sad that I didn't manage to pull those, but got some good cards today nonetheless. Maybe next time I will be able to open more packs. I'll see what happens. So yeah, thanks for listening.